Thank you for coming.
Oversold. Thank you. Cool. So you guys, this is awesome. I've been watching the lectures in this course. Isn't it absolutely amazing, the content? And now you're stuck with me today. So we'll see how that goes. Unlike Paul when he was talking in the Q&A and you guys asked him what he'd do if he was at college today and he said physics, I actually indulged myself. I went and did physics at Cambridge, and I think physics is an amazing class to give you transferable skills that are really useful in other areas, but I guess that's not why you're listening to me today. Like, physics isn't the class. Like, so I paid for college doing online marketing, direct response marketing. I started with SEO in the 1990s. I created a paper airplane site. I had a monopoly in the small niche market of paper airplanes globally, which, you know, when you want to start a startup, also see how big the market could be in the long term. It wasn't great. But what that taught me was how to do SEO. And back in those days, it was Alta Vista, and the way to do SEO was to have white text on a white background, 5 pages below the fold, and you would rank top of Alta Vista if you just said paper airplanes 20 or 30 times in that text. And that was how you won at SEO in the 1990s. Like, it was a really easy skill to learn. When I went to college, being a physicist, I thought paper airplanes would make me cool, and I was actually the most nerdy person in the physics class, so I created a cocktail site, which was how I learned to program, and that grew to be the largest cocktail site in the UK. And that really got me into SEO properly when Google launched.